was Father's Day the last time I saw him alive. He was living up in Rockwell with his third wife. And we took him to the Outback, cause that was the place that he could eat a steak and still watch the race. He thought Richard Petty walked 2 inches off the ground. I thought that was dumb back then, but I don't now. Hey, a man needs a hero, and he was mine. I couldn't see it then, but some things take time. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? He could never give a compliment, but I'd tell him that I loved him anyway. And I'd say, Happy Father's Day.
That's a real story. It's a lot of my songs are fictional or sort of literary, but I took that one from my own life. My dad was an interesting character. He was really into race cars and motorcycles and sort of drinking liquor and pretty women, but he was a Southern Baptist preacher, so there was a a dichotomy of things going on there, and it made pretty good material for a song, yeah.
You're from North Carolina. Did you grow up playing this kind of music?
I grew up playing rock and roll. I grew up in the church. I mean, I learned how to sing. People ask me when I started singing or playing, and I don't even know. You know, it's that kind of thing. You grew up in the church singing hymns every Sunday, and my dad was a preacher, so every Wednesday night we'd be there. But I got turned on to rock and roll pretty early and got an electric guitar and played that kind of music for years. And then just stumbled into an old-time festival, and it took me back to, you know, when I was 7 years old and my uncles were sitting around playing bluegrass and that kind of stuff. And there was something about it that ignited my career. It ignited my desire to write songs. I identified with that. The songs that come down through the filter of 100 years, because there's something very core about the humanity in those songs. Yeah. And I thought, I want to write songs like that. I want to write songs that don't make hits. Songs that last forever.
I was an oak tree. It took 1,000 years to grow. And I've seen kingdoms come and go. I've seen the losers turn to lords and back again. I held the rebels when they hung them from my limbs. When men of fortune cast their futures on the sea, it's when they came for me.
So you're consciously trying to make something that'll still be fresh and relevant 20, 30 years from now?
Sure, yeah, songs that people can share, songs that people can sort of spread around their community that become sort of the language of a community, yeah.
How often do you play in Chattanooga?
I've played in Chattanooga maybe 5 or 6 times in the past dozen years, and I don't know why. It's just, it's one of those places, like, why don't I play this place more?
North
I'm driving to Nashville, I'm like, Chattanooga's right down there. Why am I not going down there? And I'm hoping that the festival, obviously I've had a lot of exposure today on the radio and TV, and so maybe I can get a little bit more of a fan base here and come back and play a venue and get a regular thing going on here in Chattanooga.
Jonathan Bird playing 7:45 tonight on the Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union stage. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.